you. We hold nothing against the person who has wronged us, whether he has settled with his sin with God or not, whether he has settled his sin with me or not, I forgive. The restoration of the relationship may not come immediately, but I free my own heart from any grudge, and I forgive. Now, certainly this is the attitude implied in the discipline process in 15 to 18. He comes to the sinner, confronts the sinner repents, you've gained your brother, that's it, reconciliation. Gain your brother is reconciliation. Well, that's the whole idea. When he confesses the sin, you don't hold it against him, you forgive, and you've gained your brother. We always forgive in our hearts. Full restoration comes when true repentance comes. But that's the picture here. You go to the person, you confront the person repents. Now you've got not only forgiveness, but reconciliation. And so Peter's getting the message, and he asks, what is the extent of this? What's the extent of this forgiveness? Seven times? Jewish tradition limited forgiveness to three times. You get three strikes and that is it. They based it on Old Testament prophet Amos, several passages in Amos, and a statement in Job 33:29 that didn't say this, but the rabbis had all kinds of ways of tweaking the Scripture to make it come out to their liking. They said three acts of forgiveness was the limit. If three transgressions filled up the measure that God would forgive, then we couldn't go beyond God. Rabbi Joseph ben Hanina said, "He who begs forgiveness from his neighbor must not do so more than three times." Rabbi Joseph ben Yehuda said, "If a man commits an offense once, they forgive him. And if he commits an offense a second time, they forgive him. If he commits an offense a third time, they forgive him. The fourth time, they do not forgive." So the rabbis put boundaries on forgiveness. Peter was raised in the culture. That's the way he would have understood it. So doubtless, when Peter says seven times, he thinks he has reached the heights of generosity. He probably thought he would be commended by the Lord for being so kind. And, Peter had spent 3 years with Jesus, so he understood something of the Savior's heart, something of His attitude, something of His mercy, something of His forgiving spirit.